AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It is a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA. Good morning, friends, Yinzers, countrymen. Welcome to another edition of Cabali and Mac. He is Steelers correspondent for the Pat McAfee Show. Massive fan of Rudy Subs, Mark Cabali. And I am Chris Mack, just the dude in his basement getting ready to go play some Morgan Wallen records. That's what we do. But we come together a few times every single week to talk to Yinz about our Steelers who are headed out to L.A., massive game against the Chargers on Sunday Night Football. I can see the excitement in Kaboom's eyes. He can't wait to fly across the country, cover the game, go back to the site of one of his Achilles ruptures, and then fly back the very next day. Look at how charged up he is for this.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think what anniversary it is. We're pushing the anniversary. Oh, it's been 3 years, 4 years. I don't even know. No, well, Ben was still around, so it has to be 4 years, right?
Yeah.
What would that be? November 21 or 20?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and pull up the schedule. Kaboom! I didn't know we were going to do.
No. When did Ben retire? Is what I'm getting at.
After 21.
So this was probably November. I'm looking on my phone. 21. I see.
Scintillating start to the show.
I can, well, everybody wants to know if it is the anniversary or not.
Yes, Achilles rupture?
It would be November. I'm just trying to see.
November 21st, 2021.
Was what?
Was their game out in L.A. against the Chadges that they lost 41-37.
Yeah, there it is. So December 13th. Oh, great. Yay.
So you're excited? To go back to the scene of the crime?
Well, I was there last 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, They played. It was last year. Doesn't matter. You've been back since then.
But I haven't been back for a Chargers game.
Chargers.
That makes a difference.
It does. I can understand. It could be emotional. Going to be a lot of terrible towels in the crowd, as there always are for these. Really, any West Coast game, it feels like, but especially L.A. and Vegas. Thanks to the Dan Heck team for supporting the show. Want to mention them real quick because they've been on board since the very beginning. There's the picture of Kaboom's foot in the boot that he just flashed up there on the screen on his phone. Thanks to the Dan Heck team. You're looking to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area. They're the ones to take care of the whole team, ready to help you find a home. All the listings online, too. Dan Heck Team is at heckteamhomes.com. H-A-E-C-K. Heckteamhomes.com. Buying or selling a home in the Pittsburgh area, they will take care of you. Big win for the Penguinos last night, Kaboom. I'm sure you were locked in on that.
Oh, I got the YouTube TV, so you tell me.
Oh, that's rough. That's rough. You don't get to watch anything these days.
It's, I left Fubo a year or so ago because they were dumping all these channels to go to YouTube just to get the channels dumped. Sounds like You know, as the great J.J. Watt said the other day, I need some bunny ears.
You do. You need to get up on the roof with some bunny ears.
Bunny ears. I don't even think you have to get on a roof, don't you? Don't you just plug things into your phone now? I mean, into your back of your USB port?
I don't know. My bootleg cable doesn't allow me to do any of that. So I've been watching everything just fine. No thanks to the folks at ESPN and Disney or YouTube TV. I haven't had to deal with any of them. But my thoughts and prayers go out to each and every one of you who is dealing with this prolonged dispute and the nonsense between Disney and YouTube.
So I did not watch it, nor, you know what?
Good game.
The ironic thing is, I wouldn't have watched it anyways.
I know, because you're a bastard. They went up 3-0, blew a 3-goal lead again, just like they did Saturday against Toronto. And then, or not Saturday, earlier in the week against Toronto, Monday. And then ended up getting the game winner late on a ridiculous pass from Malkin to Rust. Nice little nifty little tip in there. Redirect. And guess who's tied for the Metro Division lead? Kaboom. Your Penguinos.
Yay.
Come on, man.
I mean, is there anything less meaningful than November hockey?
It's meaningful. Probably they play 500 hockey the rest of the way, and they'd still be a playoff team. That means already they're playing better than last year.
Boy, that sounds like very Penguin talk of you. Pirate talk of you.
No. I'm not saying I want them to play 500. I'm not saying I'm going to throw a parade if they play 500 the rest of the way. I'm saying they could play 500 the rest of the way, and they'd probably still be a playoff team. Things are good in Penguin land. Plus, you had Sid and Ovi and all that fun. It was a good game. When you're able to watch hockey again, do yourself a favor and watch the Pens for a game
or two. Call me in April and May.
Yeah, whatever. I did want to congratulate again because was it the last episode or two episodes ago? We gave away the Yoli's, Cucina, and Craft House gift certificate. Finally got in touch with CD up in Indiana, PA, who was extremely excited to learn that he won the random drawing for following us on Instagram, up over 500 followers there now. So I'm going to mail that off to him later today. Can't wait to get it in his hand. So the next time he's in town, he comes into town, he said to watch games a lot, he's going to stop at Yoli's and get something to eat with that gift certificate.
Yeah, get some Yoli Rollies.
That's the way to do it. Plus, once we get to 3,018 subscribers on YouTube, don't forget, we're going to have another random drawing. Somebody will win their choice, either an autographed Will Howard helmet or the autographed Stone Cold Steve Austin black leather vest. And we're 99 subscribers away from that number right now. So if you're a friend, tell another friend to be a friend and subscribe to Cabali and Mac on YouTube. And then somebody's going to win one of those two items, their choice. I saw random footage on social media again last night. I don't know why, of Stone Cold wrecking his ATV when he was trying to ride it down the ramp. Was it WrestleMania last year?
Yeah, he might have been.
Might have had a few cold ones.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, right before we went on, I see the great Seth Rollins was on NFL. What is it? What's that called? Get Up
Good Morning Football.
Good Morning, whatever those goofy shows are called. He's talking about his Chicago Bears. So that was quite interesting. But I had a little talk with Will Howard yesterday. I said, I just saw your boss on the program. I said, it looks like he wears makeup. He goes, he may or may not dye his beard, but you did not hear that from me.
Wait. He did not say that.
Well, probably in confidence, so don't tell anybody if you're watching. Well, the dude go, well, you know, you're not fooling anybody. I mean, anybody. I mean, if you're like 40, 50 years old and you've got a pitch black beard or hair, not one piece of gray, you might be using a product or two.
Wow. Taking shots.
But, well, hide. Get that helmet.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's sitting over here just waiting to be shipped out. So 99 more subscribers on YouTube, and we'll have another one of those random drawings. Working on some things to thank each and every one of you who watches the show and takes part in it every single day for the holidays. Working on some things, Kaboom. A little up to something season, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
All I got to say is there's some sponsorships open. So, you know.
Yeah,
you
we're always there, always welcoming new sponsors on board who want to join the fun. Just reach out to either one of us. You see us on the tweeter machine. You see us on all the social media. Reach out to the show account, however you want to try to get a hold of us, and we'll make it happen.
I heard the big holiday present is a dinner at Mac's house. Go over and hang out with him.
Why wouldn't it be at your
Iron
house?
City?
I got some ice cold iced tea lights out in the fridge.
Have
and garage.
A fire in the back.
If it's not too cold. It can't be too cold. For the
I'm
fire.
Telling you, that's a one heck of a
We'll get some cigars. We'll get some of that new whiskey they're distilling out of Pittsburgh Brewing too, maybe.
Yes, yes. How about the, icy light.
Some, your drink of choice.
They're still making fun of me for drinking Moscow Mules, calling it a girl's drink, but whatever.
It's not a girl's drink. It's not too sissy. But
and it's not what
is that still your go to?
I've been dabbling in some stuff.
Nobody wants to come to my house. They want to come to your house. See? Steelers Love on YouTube said Kabali's crib is where he wants to hang out.
You don't want to come here.
Why not?
Because I'll just fall asleep on the couch while watching a game or something.
Did you fall asleep last night during that hideous Thursday night football game?
I don't think so. Yeah, maybe at the end. I missed the end, but at that point, I was just over it. It was brutal.
It was terrible.
That could have been one of the worst games I've seen in a decade.
It was bad. It was real bad. Sean Payton is calling wide receiver reverse passes on 4th-and-3 or whatever it was. And great minds think alike, Kaboom, because the thing I always think about with Sean Payton is the fact that the King of Queens, Kevin James, played him in a movie. I think it was called The Home Team or something like that. I never saw it. So I tweeted out after that ridiculous, terrible 4th-down call and the Sean Payton picture of Kevin James playing him. And what did you do 20 minutes later? What did you 20 minutes later? What did you do? Huh? You stole my tweet. Or it's what? Just great minds think alike. There it is. 20 minutes later, Kaboom, with the very same tweet.
Oh, my goodness. What are the odds of that?
Tweet thief.
Best part of that is it bothers you so much.
Oh, it doesn't bother me. I think it's funny, actually. I think it's funny.
Well, go back again. What is that? 6.8 thousand views. Go back to yours.
Hold on. Let me go back to mine. Well, you have like 10 times as many followers
as me.
That's
why it bothers you.
Oh, no. It really doesn't. It doesn't bother me at all. I think it's funny. Look at that. There's Kaboom's. There's mine. 1035. 1055. And then we had, I don't know who this guy is, but he always jumps in the mentions. He calls himself Salvador Yoga. Let me pull it up here.
I think he's a Mon Valley guy.
Oh, is he? Okay. And he had a problem with us making fun of Sean Payton. We need to stick to slurping Tomlin and Omar, apparently.
This is your problem. You look at the comments or the responses.
Every once in a while. Yeah. And I'll see old Salvador Yoga in there a good bit. But
Bo Nix is a franchise quarterback. I'm not quite ready to go there yet.
I'm not ready to go there yet either. But it was a bad game. Broncos wanted to have the best record in the NFL. I don't know if they're the best team in the NFL, though. 8-2.
They're just Yonkos.
They're just Yonkos. Were you waiting for that? Were you waiting for me to drop that in there?
Yes, that's why I did it.
Thank you for reminding me. I almost forgot for the kids out there. That's a Myron Cope reference. Go look them up. Thanks to our friends at Impact HVAC. We appreciate them. Yes, we're going to get into Steelers Chargers in just a couple seconds, but I want to thank them because they got an awesome deal where you can get your furnace tuned up, checked out before you're running it every single day of the week. And they'll cut the price in half if you donate a new children's clothing item or toy that they will make sure gets to the Foster Love Project. So go to Impact HVAC PGH on Facebook. You can message them there. You can give them a call, 412-297-1852. Get that furnace checkup for just $39.99 instead of $79.99 if you donate that new piece of kids' clothing or kids' toy just in time for the holiday season and to get it in the hands of the Foster Love Project to help families with foster kids this holiday season. I hate to sound like a broken record, Mark, but I'll say it again. The Steelers defense, as much fun as it was to watch them fulfill all of their potential against the Colts last Sunday, six sacks, six turnovers, dominance of the best offense in the league statistically. I don't know if any of it means anything if they don't back it up this week against an absolutely beleaguered Chargers offensive line who are going out at the deadline and picking up spare offensive tackles because nobody else is healthy. This has got to be another, it doesn't have to be six sacks and six turnover type performance from the defense. But against this offensive line, who's allowed Justin Herbert to have the hell pressured out of him all year and a bunch of backups playing, they've really got to get in Herbert's kitchen from the very start. Like they can't warm up to the task for a quarter like they did last week.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be an issue. Like you said, I don't even know if
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Who's starting to tackle right now for them?
Right now, I think...
I don't know if it's Bobby Hart. I don't know if it's...
I mean, are they going to throw Trevor Penning in there after two practices?
Tough. Could be. Becton's still hurt. I'm not quite sure if he's playing.
He practiced Bozeman yesterday a little bit.
I mean, those outside guys should be ready to be beat and beat bad. If it's Hart, if it's Sellier, whatever his name is.
Sellier? Amari Sellier?
Yeah. Or if it's Penning. So... I don't think you're going to need much of in a way of scheme to beat those guys. The question is, can you get to Herbert quick enough, fast enough? Don't allow him to get out of the pocket or run the ball and make plays with his feet. And you have to like your chances of maybe not six sacks, maybe not six turnovers, but a good amount of pressure probably in a pro Steelers fans there because – nobody's a Chargers fan. People are Rams fans in L.A. Dan Nobody's Potash. A Chargers fan.
Dan Potash is, but he doesn't live out there, so I don't think he'll be at the game.
So what I'm saying is it's going to be pro Steelers crowd. They might have to go to silent count. We'll Hart the outside guys there. So you would imagine that the pressure is going to be there. As long as the pressure is there, I think everything else falls into place.
Defense. Yeah. I mean, he got sacked six times last week in Nashville against the Titans, and that's not a killer pass rush in Tennessee. Yeah. No Rashawn Slater, no Joe Alt. You mentioned all the backup names that might be in there. I saw an interesting stat earlier this week. I think they called them splash plays. They stole a Tomlinism, whoever posted this. But the greatest percentage of splash plays in the league by a rookie right now, according to percentage of the snaps that he's played, is actually coming from Jack Sawyer, who is fourth in that outside edge rusher rotation behind Watt, Highsmith, and Herbig. But they should just come in waves all day. If they don't get any pressure, then, like you said, I don't think it's on scheme at all. It's simply on the guys up front. It's on them to just absolutely wreak havoc with Justin Herbert. The one worry, like you said, is he can do things with his legs. Had a big 30-yard run, I think, last week. I think he led them in rushing, actually, last week. I mean, they're down to Kamani Vidal and Jarrett Patterson as their running backs. Don't pretend like you knew who those guys were.
I know Vidal last is. Plus, you know, but the thing is they should have a upper hand because they've faced the Greg Roman offense so much, and they know what Harbaugh likes to do too. So it's not like they got great weapons on the outside. They got solid weapons. I'm not saying they don't.
Solid.
Gatson, Johnson, Allen, McConkey. I mean, they got solid weapons. But to be able to win this game, if you're the Chargers, I mean, it's going to have to be put all on Justin Herbert. And if it's put all on Justin Herbert, means he must not be getting pressured as much as you would think because of the offensive line. I mean, we've seen Steelers' defensive lines crap the bed before against bad offensive lines. The ones I remember of maybe Cleveland in the playoff game 3 or 4 years ago. So I'm not saying it can't happen, but how are they coming off of how dominant they were the last week? And they should do the same thing, stop the run. I mean, it's just a matter of – it's funny how we do this, man. Last week, no chance of beating the Colts. This week, well, man, it's going to be hard to beat the hard to lose to the Chargers.
Well, I think I think it's going to be hard for the Chargers. It should be. Let me put it that way. It should be hard for the Chargers offense to get anything going. I mean, like you said, their receiving core actually reminds me a lot of the Colts receiving core, and that there isn't like one in particular standout guy. They spread the ball around. You mentioned all of them: McConkey, Allen, Quentin Johnston when he holds onto the ball. They've got a great rookie tight end. In their case, it's Gadsden instead of Tyler Warren. So they can spread the ball around and they can do some damage. But I just, when you look at the way the Steelers defense has been able to pressure quarterbacks into mistakes when they're actually creating pressure, you know, go back to the Vikings game and Carson Wentz, go back to the Browns game and Dylan Gabriel. Now I understand it's a bit of a jump. You're not a Herbert fan, but it's a bit of a jump from Wentz and Gabriel to Herbert. But Herbert's still thrown 8 picks this year. I mean, you can get to him, force him into mistakes. I mean, threw a pick 6 last week. This is the perfect opportunity for the Steelers defense to do what we said they have to do earlier in the week, which is start stacking quality performances on top of each other.
And not only that, it's very important because of the team they're playing. When you look down the road and you potentially get into this scenario of tiebreakers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very important to have AFC wins. AFC wins are good quality opponents. And especially if you're looking to break ties in an AFC West where you don't know if it's going to be the Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, one of those teams are going to be in that spot where you might have to, if you don't win the division, to be able to get in. So that's why. I mean, that and they've had some pretty quality wins, if you think. This would just be another one of those that you could just put in your resume. You throw the Patriots game, you throw the Colts game, you throw the Chargers game. I'd have to go and look, but I'd be hard-pressed to say any other team in the league would have that much success against three quality teams like that so far, halfway through the year. Chargers, Colts, and Patriot wins?
Yeah, that's a good point. They've won the right games, right? Like the games they've lost, Seattle and Green Bay in particular.
Once again, though, those are two really good teams. So we talk about, their schedule's getting tougher down the back end of it. No, their schedule was tough pretty early in the season.
Yeah, this is why you back in April when the schedule came out and I wanted to talk about it for an entire show, you laughed at me and just ignored me.
I do that all the time, but
yeah, but I mean more so than usual.
Yeah, that's right. You never know. I mean the win you thought was going to be tough was Cleveland, who knows? But the Jets won, but the Jets had something to play for at that point. I mean, if you win this game, you got 3 quality wins, and you played the Packers pretty doggone good for a half. So I don't think anything else will be
Plus, after this, not to look ahead too much, but if they do play up to what expectations should be against the Chargers, which again is the defense creating pressure. We'll get to the offense in a second. Then you get Cincy at home next week. AFC North games never go the same way the second time around that they do the first time around. And then you got the trip to Chicago. I think there's still a big question mark about what the Bears actually are, despite that wild win over Cincy last week, before you get Buffalo at home, which could be another massive one. Given the way things are going in the AFC East, you might be battling for position amongst the wild card teams with Buffalo too.
Mm-hmm. I forgot. Yeah, they're coming up in a couple weeks too.
Yeah.
Everything's in front of them right now. If they just – they don't have to win all their games. They win the right games.
Yeah.
They beat the Baltimores and the Buffaloes and the Chargers, and you're in good position right now. But, I mean, we're both on the same page. You would talk about the Bears. You don't know what Bears your team you're getting. You could say the same thing about the Steelers. I don't know what Steelers defense is showing up. I mean, after a quarter and a half, we can really figure it out. I can't even say a quarter anymore because we've seen things switch so quickly right there. But you got to start being more consistent on the defensive side of the ball. And you would think to have basically the same lineup in there for two straight weeks should help that.
Should. We'll get to the injury report because the one name that I saw people had some questions about in the chat and another name that's worth asking about are both on the offensive side of the ball. First, I want to thank our friends at Higgins Professional Painting for supporting the show. Have them come by and at least give you an estimate and talk to you about the kind of work they can do. Interior, exterior painting. You want to get a couple rooms done. They'll do the drywall repair as well. If you're like us and you got kids running around dinging up the walls all the time, they'll do that. They'll sit down, give you a color consultation. They'll talk to you about what'll look best in each room, or they'll do the outside too. You want some fresh curb appeal for the house? By all means, they're the ones to take care of it. You got your own business. They do commercial and industrial painting as well. They are the people to get a hold of, our friends at Higgins Professional Painting. Again, you can schedule that estimate for your project right now by giving them a call at 412-344-0480 or just go to HigginsProfessional.com. We appreciate them supporting the show as well. So the injuries I mentioned, Darnell Washington didn't practice early in the week, but he was a full participant, at least labeled as such yesterday. Isaac Seumalo still hasn't practiced. And that both of those play into the fact that the Chargers defense is giving up almost 5 yards a carry. They're 27th in the league in that regard against the run. So no Seumalo means Spencer Anderson plays guard. No Spencer Anderson on the outside. Maybe we don't see as much of that jumbo package. It sounds like Washington is okay, but this offensively should be a game where if you get away from the run too early, you get smacked upside the head. Please don't get away from the run. You should be able to run on the Chargers, and you should be able to possess the ball, keep their offense off the field, put together some sustained drives. And let's not forget, when the Steelers get in the red zone, they're third best in the AFC in the red zone. So put together some drives, get in the red zone, a couple touchdowns, let Boz do the rest, put up 27, get out of there.
Get home. Be home by Monday morning at some point, but don't expect Seumalo to play. I mean, he's not going to play. We'll find out here later in the day on Friday for sure. Washington beat will be there. I'm not quite sure if they're even really want to run the jumbo this week or not as much. I'm not quite sure. It's hard to tell when key components don't practice. I would ask Anderson the other day about, you know, is he going to flip to the jumbo tackle from the guard? He says not that big of a deal for anybody to jump really out there at all. So, he made it sound like he might jump out there. They haven't shown anything that, even if I was allowed to say that, I can tell you, they haven't really shown anything that what their plans are with that. So I don't know if it would be Andrus Peak come in at guard and flip Anderson to jumbo, if they'd be willing to make that type of change. But, yeah, what is key to this game is that offense did just enough last week, but it wasn't really dynamic.
Yeah.
You're hoping that was just a one. You hope the situation dictated that, you know, the short fields and some of the stuff like that. You hope that they come back and pick up where they left off 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and just be a pretty dominant force. And I think that starts with Jaylen Warren. I would run the ball as much as possible, too, with him. See where it goes.
Well, and not just run it, but don't get discouraged. This doesn't mean, you know, 1, 2, 3, 3 runs, 3 clouds of dust and punt. And that's not what I'm saying, but don't get discouraged if you got a couple 2, 3 yard runs early. Stick with the run game. And like I said, possess the football, keep the Chargers offense off the field. and put together some sustained drives and build off of that. That's what I'd like to see. Use the jumbo package, throw to the tight ends, all the stuff that's been working so far.
Yeah, I don't know if Connor Hayward, too. He was popped up on the injury report with an injury, I think a knee injury. Not quite sure where he fits in, too, in this. He's a 7-8 snapper a game. Pretty much healthy on the other side of the ball, so we'll see. I mean, I'll tell you one thing, though. If they don't be able to put up enough offense, you know who we're all going to blame? Omar Khan. It's his fault.
Oh, because they didn't get a wide receiver. Yeah. Because they're going to use that second wide receiver so much in this offense.
All I got to tell you is this.
People are still mad. It's 3 days after the deadline. People are still pissed off that they didn't trade for Jacoby, Jerry Rice Myers, or Rashid Calvin Johnson Shaheed.
As I kept tweeting, not everything as it seems, right?
What's that supposed to mean?
That, first of all, that was a Mr.
Why you got to be cryptic like that?
First of all, that's a Mr. Miyagi quote. Second of all, it very much applies to the Steelers trade at deadline targets. Put it this way. Very, very close.
Waddle?
A number of guys. And let me put it this way. When it comes to Jacoby Rice. where would you rather go? Pittsburgh or Jacksonville? You're trying to make money. You got 2 months left on your contract.
Right.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
To Pittsburgh to join Calvin Austin and DK Metcalf for one, or you're going to Jacksonville when all your receivers are basically hurt and you're number one in your
gut. So you think this may have been a Jacoby Myers move? Hey, I want to go to Jacksonville. Okay. I read you loud and clear. Let's get a Chargers perspective here. Let's bring in my guy, Mario Heron. He's a part of the Bolt Crew podcast. Look at the hair. He looks amazing.
Oh, man. You go to Bayside?
No, I haven't gotten that one, actually. I've gotten a lot of weird comments about the hair. I had got a new hairstyle recently. Got a lot of really bad comparisons along with some good ones. But Bayside, I've not gotten that one yet.
I'll give you a good insight. Max, show him your hair.
Mario knows.
Oh, look at that thing. Oh, my goodness.
It still looks good, though. It's got some life.
Man, he's going to have to dye it in 6 months. 6 weeks. Eventually, you'll turn into that.
Yes. That's your future, Mario. Get ready for it. Gray on the side. It starts to disappear up top. I'm going to put the hat back on so we don't blind anybody with the five head. We were just talking about, look, Justin Herbert got sacked 6 times against the Titans. He's thrown 8 picks this year. He's had a ton of pressure in his face. And the Steelers are coming off their best defensive performance of the year. 6 sacks, 6 turnovers. They made Daniel Jones look like Giants-level Daniel Jones. With all the backups, I don't know if Trevor Penning's actually going to play or not with 2 practices under his belt, but with all the backups in there on the offensive line, how worried are Chargers fans that this could be, if the Steelers bring the kind of pressure they did last week, a bloodbath for Herbert?
It's a 10 out of 10 worry scale. It's very concerning. Look at this team. You know, Mac, when we would do BetMGM game days and Jason Okafor had that crazy comparison with the Niners offensive line with Trent Williams and without Trent Williams.
Yeah.
That's how it is with Joe Alt. When Joe Alt's out there, they average around 27 points per game. When he's not out there, they average around 21. Herbert's passing yards go down about 15 yards when he does not have Joe Alt out there. His scrimmage yards also go up dramatically because he's always under pressure. He's always running for his life. And our run game takes a hit as well. So the worry for the Charger fans is very, very high. There are also people are not really happy with the front office and how they handle the front. You know, you have Harbaugh that preaches trenches. You know, we're going to dominate that. And our offensive line is filled with a bunch of guys that could play JV football at Noblesville High School. You know, like, it's just not looking very good right now. So it's TJ Watt coming to town, Hayward coming to town. That's the part that can get a little frightening. And Steelers fans travel. Give up, you know, all respect to you Pittsburgh guys. You guys go everywhere for that team. So if there's just one couple hits, that stadium turns from a home game to an away game pretty quick.
Well, they go everywhere except Green Bay Sunday night games at Acrisure. They tend to stay home for those ones while they have a solid.
I mean, I wouldn't want to go to Wisconsin either. Green Bay, I'm all set. Thank you, though.
Well, is Penning going to be able to play? What do you think the view is on him so far? I know it's quick turnaround, but when you don't have – when you're desperate, you do desperate things.
I expect him to play. I expected him to see a lot of tick, to be honest with you, because, like I said, the guys you have all before him are guys you just kind of picked up off the street. He has a lot more experience than other guys in that locker room. So I think he'll play majority of the snaps come Sunday. And, too, Greg Roman has been doing a lot of – If you're not in as a lineman, you're right next to Herbert when it's a, you know, 3rd and 15 or whatever, just to give that extra protection for Herbert so he can survey the field. Because if he has time, guys, this receiver core is lethal. Like, they got some guys that can ball. But it's just all depends on if he has time to survey the field, maybe take a look at his girlfriend, Madison Beer, in the stands, and then throw the football.
How surprised are you at Gadsden that he's come in and made an immediate impact? Because as a Steelers fan, a lot of us have a constant, sometimes irrational, but it usually ends up getting proven, irrational worry about tight ends just gashing the Steelers secondary in the middle of the field. They shut down Tyler Warren for the most part last week, but Gadsden has been a key to them. He's had some massive games this year.
So I want to pat myself on the back a little bit here. You guys can go ahead and watch the film back, Bolt Crew podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. After the draft, that was one of the players we loved. We thought this guy could be a go-to, you know, tight end for Herbert. We're missing that kind of passing tight end. And even in his, you know, profile, it said he's more of a receiver than tight end, really. Even in training camp, they really hyped him up. And we kind of expected a slow drip, if you will, of him getting involved in his offense. He did the similar thing with Ladd, where Ladd in the beginning part of the year wasn't really involved in the offense. Then, you know, second half of the year, you know, even the playoff game, he sets a record for most receiving yards by a rookie. Like, it's just this massive jump. But now we're seeing that with Gaston. And back, I think he tweeted, like, not too long ago, it was like death, taxes, and tight ends dominating the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. I'm paraphrasing, but it was something along those lines.
Something like that.
Yeah. I expect the same thing for him. And it's not what he does, you know, with his route running. It's not what he does with his ability to catch football, but it's what he's been able to do with his yak. His ability to extend plays, run after the catch. And he runs like he's a really big, you know, Gronk type of tight end where he tucks it really high. And I'm like, dude, you're like a Slim Jim. You know, you can, you know, get a little dancy with it, a little Walter Payton action. Hey, you know, put the full ball out here if you want to. But he's been a great surprise for Los Angeles Chargers so far. I expect a big game from him on Sunday.
We know what Harbaugh likes to do. We know what Greg Roman wants to do. But all of a sudden, like we were talking, they don't have the horses up front. They don't have the horses in back either with Najee out and Hampton out. How has those guys Roman and Harbaugh been able to adapt without, you know, the way they want to play the game of football?
It's very simple. If you are really bad at, you know, stopping the run, we're going to have a career day. Like, take the overs and everything and any betting app that you use. Sorry, I've been fancy. But if you have an above average defense in stopping the run, Roman and Harbaugh very quickly abandoned it, gone. It's evaporated. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, it's air raid all day. We've seen it happen in multiple games this year. We saw it happen in the Dolphins game when they kind of abandoned it early. The Colts game when it was like, can someone just put icy hot on that shoulder for Herbert after that game because he just threw and threw and threw. 391 yards passing he, you know, ended with because it was just – that was the only way they could advance the football. So at first, they will do anything they can to start it. But as soon as it's not working, Greg Roman throws it out. Harbaugh throws it out. And they're just going to go, we're going to throw the ball as much as we can and rely on the best player on our team is Justin Herbert.
What about on the other side? Because I looked it up and it surprised me that they're giving up nearly 5 yards a carry on the ground. The Chargers defense a few years ago was stacked with names. It's gotten younger up front, in the front seven especially. I think they've got some good linebackers, especially as far as coverage goes. They brought in Dante Jackson on the outside. I was a big fan of him when he was here.
He's a great human. Nice guy.
Yeah, Dante was great. But there's not a lot of, at least it looks like to me, playmakers on the defensive side of the ball. And again, they're getting gashed on the ground.
They are. And I think the problem with the offensive line and defensive line is very similar when fully healthy, right? The edge rushers for the Chargers are phenomenal. Thule, Double O, Mack. Double O doesn't get a sack on the Ravens all year. Then he gets, goes 3 games in a row with the sacks for the Chargers. Thule is exceptional. Mack is Mack. You're in a, great name.
My cousin too. Khalil. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you guys have Thanksgiving together every year. Those guys are exceptional. It's the guys that are the guards, the tackles on the defensive side. Those guys just get gashed, and it's the biggest problem within this defense. Also, we've had some up-and-down linebacker play. Dalen Henley's exceptional, especially in the passing game. But it's usually the guy to the left of him, whatever. It's Troy Dye. Denzel Perryman hasn't been healthy this year. When he's out there, it proves a lot. But that's where the weakness is. It's between the guards is where the Chargers just get absolutely bullied. And it's, frustrating because last year you didn't really see that. We lost Pudo Ford to the Rams when we had a chance to re-sign him right away. And that was something that really hurt us. We also lost Hand earlier this year to an injury as well. So it's a group that has a lot of band-aids to it. But if you go to the outsides, you're in trouble. You're going down the middle, you're living pretty.
Curious about Ladd McConkey. I guess that's another relative of Mac. Mac Conkey.
Yeah, we're all related.
Well, he had a wonderful rookie season. His numbers are, I guess, similar this year, but it doesn't seem like he's had that much of an impact. Have they been disappointed with his performance so far this year?
People have been mad about his drops. He had a couple bad ones where, I had a coach in high school that would say, you got to eat the football before you catch the football. And then he said that every time would just get domed in the face by a pass. And that happened to Ladd. Like, he had to eat it before he caught it. And then he kind of fixes that later on. I think that is the frustration so far. But at the same time, this receiving core from last year to this year is completely different. You had Keenan Allen, who has a lot more in the tank, and that's Herbert's best friend. You had Gaston, that's a very, very reliable target in the passing game. Quinn Johnson's taken a step and actually been pretty big for this team. Then you had Trey Harris in the draft from Ole Miss. They've got him started a little bit. I think you could probably put a little bit more on his plate with Trey Harris. So it just hasn't been the same amount of volume to Ladd because the core is just better. You can trust other guys to get open. And I think that's where, fantasy-wise, people are like, Ladd was supposed to be receiver or whatever, and now he's this. Well, it's just like there's a lot more options. It's not just him out there. And I think that's better for him too, Mac, because when it was just him all day, I'm a short, I love the short kings out there. I love the small guys. I'm always rooting for them. But that's a lot of hits for the little guy. And I get a little worried every time. When your head's bigger than your body, that's not good.
That's Mac.
Yeah. I mean,
just ask him. Oh, you're talking about the act. Okay.
Yeah. I know where you're going with them. Thanks.
Yeah. It's all about the ocean or the waves.
Exactly.
Oh, my. Oh. Well, he does have two kids.
The Chargers in-game entertainment crew. I think they learned from, what was it, 19, when they tried to mock the Steelers by playing Renegade in the middle of the third quarter. I think it's fair to say they learned their lesson.
What was that called, Mac? The old I forget what that's called. Where they start playing a different song, Rick Roll or rough. That was Rick Roll.
They Renegade rolled them is what they did, but it backfired. All the Steelers fans in attendance, at that soccer stadium they played in for a year or two, went nuts. I imagine they're prepared to, maybe they'll hand out gold Charger towels to match the terrible towels. I don't know what they have planned, but I mean, the legitimate part of this is, like we talked about it earlier, Herbert's going to have to go silent count at home.
Okay, so I will say this, and I'm not trying to be a homer here. The home field advantage has improved.
Okay.
Has improved. I make note of it every time I watch a game, and, you know, the crowd's a little – we're playing, you know, the Raiders, and the crowd's a little louder for the Chargers. I'm like, I'm going to make a note of that one. You know, we play whatever said team. I'm like, okay, we got a little home field advantage here. So it has improved.
Uh-oh.
I will say that.
You're pumping in crowd noise.
That's fine. You got to do what you got to do. Sometimes you got to take a little blue chew to get it going, Mark. Yeah. You know what? That counts too.
That's what they did in Indianapolis 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Back then, they didn't even have blue chews and they were using them.
Hey, that's all you can do sometimes. So I will say, there probably will be more Steelers fans than Charger fans because, you know, you guys travel really well. There's Steelers fans everywhere. So it is a slight worry, but this is something to deal with all season. And it has improved. The horrible effect has improved. There's been more bandwagon fans than ever for the Los Angeles Chargers.
How's my BFF Najee doing? Were you able to get to know him, talk to him? I'm being tongue-in-cheek here because he really wasn't the most personable guy around us Pittsburgh media. Was he sort of a disappointment?
What happened to him
from the beginning to, you know, the Achilles, not his problem. You don't want to wish that on anybody, but just the incident, I guess.
First off, the fireworks thing too was really fun,
yeah.
Like earlier on in the season. And then he shows up to camp and he's like in a hood with a hat and shades on. Like, are you Sherlock Holmes in this right now? Like, what's going on over here? He's like hiding from everyone.
Oh,
yeah, the running back group as a whole, we did a ranking of strengths for the Chargers, and I put my strength as the running back room. I thought we'd have a top three running back room in the NFL, if not first, right? And then now we're sitting here in week 10, and it's probably one of the biggest weaknesses of the offense because of the injuries that we've had. And, you know, Najee's Najee. My co-host, Josh Patley, played at Bama, so he knows, obviously, like half the NFL. And so we got a soft commit.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
From Najee to come on the show. So, hey, here we go. And then we got his very hard decline. And, yeah. You know, that's what you got to do sometimes. When you're out at the bar, back, and, you know, you might get a soft yes, you might get a hard no. But then guess what? You pick up your ball, you keep going.
Yeah. 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 Najee's not going to be making any podcast appearances anymore.
And he's not going to win the old chief award for most cooperative with the media.
No, he's not.
He was an interesting bird. Got more interesting as his career taken on. But who is behind Vidal? Is it Patterson, I guess? What is the depth at running back right now for the Chargers?
Well, it was Hassan. I believe he's out right now, too. So it is anybody they can pick up off the freaking street right now. It was Naeem Hines at one point for the Chargers, too, as well. Matlock has gotten a lot of more snaps, too, kind of playing that running back spot. Because, like I said, they abandon the run game very, very quickly if it's not working. So as soon as they stop it, it goes from a running back next to Herbert to a fullback to an extra lineman just to get an extra chip, just to make sure a guy like TJ Watt isn't absolutely just ruining your freaking day. So I would almost argue Herbert's our running back too right now. It's that bad. It's that ugly.
Yeah. I mean, if Greg Roman gets a chance to put a 290, 300-pound fullback in there and hand the ball to him, he'll take advantage of it. So Matlock, I wouldn't be surprised. That's all. He had a touchdown catch last week, I think, didn't he? So they'll use the fullback. Before we let you run, Mario, and by all means, go check out the Bolt Crew podcast. We appreciate you doing this morning. Give us an official prediction, Steelers-Chargers on Sunday night. What do you got?
I have Steelers 20, Chargers 14. I think you guys absolutely just kill us up front. I think you guys provide a ton of pressure. Offense is able to get going, and it's a – ugly game that you guys come out on top. And I know it's the Steelers pod, and I want to say this with all due respect. Aaron Rodgers is one of my least favorite athletes of all time. I grew up a Bears fan. He ruined that for me. Ruined my first time at Soldier Field with the last second touchdown. 2010 when they beat the Bears, I cried the whole night. My dad just looked at me and goes, this is what happens. Bears always lose to a great Packers QB. So, you know, I'm getting ready for him to hurt me again. It's like handing that up that high school girlfriend that cheated on you. And you like go back home, you're like, I'm ready to get hurt one more time. Because maybe you look good.
He's going to hurt you. I'm glad you're prepared for it, though.
Yeah. Just, you know, I'm ready. Prepare. All right, go to therapy. Good. You know, get going.
Mentally prepare yourself. You'll work through it next week. You'll be okay. You'll push past it. Mario Heron of the Bolt Crew podcast. Go check it out for a Chargers perspective. We appreciate the time this morning, man.
Hey, thank you guys so much. Happy to do it anytime. Pleasure to meet you. I heard there's a pizza controversy. Or there's a sub controversy in Pittsburgh.
Hoagies. So, yeah.
I got thrown into that. I mean, I got some behind the scenes knowledge about that. I'm not bringing that up, but Rudy Subs.
Rudy's Subs is good. Might not be the best sub in Pittsburgh.
Hey, whoa.
Sorry. All right, we're going to go argue about food, Mario. We appreciate the time.
Go eat some fish tacos in San Diego or L.A., wherever we're going.
We'll see you, bud.
We'll see you, guys. Thank you.
Mario Heron of the Bolt Crew podcast. We appreciate him taking the time today.
Best clam chowder I ever had was in San Diego.
What?
That doesn't make any sense, does it?
No.
This is probably 07, maybe. I don't even know.
Wow. 2014, his prediction, though. I think he's right, spot on about the score. I don't think this is a high-scoring game at all.
First guess picked against their home team.
Yeah, that's true. Reality setting in for the Chargers, maybe. Like, your offensive line is crushed. You don't have much of a run game. It's all about Justin Herbert, and you got a team coming in that just tortured a quarterback last week. So that might make a whole lot of sense. We appreciate Mario taking the time. Thanks to our buddy Arch. You want the best place to watch the game Sunday night? Really, any night of the week. It's Archie's on Carson, Pittsburgh's best place for food, drinks, and sports. Don't forget, Monday through Thursday nights, they got those 80-cent wings. Always fresh, never frozen, always delicious. A ton of different sauce and flavor options as well. We love Archie's. You will, too, if you haven't been there before. And if you have, you know how good it is. It's not just the wings. It's everything on the menu. Ice cold beer, including your Iron City and your IC Light. Get on down there to Archie's on Carson for not just Steeler games, but really any games, any night of the week. I'm sure if you were down there last night, you still enjoyed that pitiful Broncos-Raiders game. Because you were at Archie's, so that's the spot to go. All right, are you ready to make picks?
Always fresh, never frozen.
I mean, they are. He told.
Well, that's his secret. He doesn't believe in the frozen ones, and that's no. What makes it. Because you're boiling them, you're not frying them.
So. Exactly.
It's not that difficult. Good, you know, it's not hard to make a good pizza. You just use good ingredients.
That's right. It. And Arch.
It's not hard to make a good wing. You just cook it well. You use fresh stuff, quality product, and you can sit there and BS with Arch.
Yeah. Great dude and great food and great beer. It all comes together for the perfect atmosphere for football. So what is at the root of this sub controversy?
I don't know. That's when I was taking a nap. And I woke up to all these foxies like tagging me and stuff. Somebody apparently in the Thunderdome behind the closed doors said that Rudy's was not the best of subs in Pittsburgh.
Was this a Pittsburgh guy who said this? I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus.
I don't know. It was apparently an inside joke of somebody said something there. So I was trying to figure out who it was. I would figure it would be no Plum guys, right? Of course, it's not Nick. It's not Tone. It's not... who am I missing? Phil. Phil was out there this week.
Okay.
It wasn't Phil. Obviously, it wasn't Pat. It's not going to be any of the – it's not going to be a guy like D-Bone because he's a large man and will eat any subs, so it's not him. Not AQ, too. I thought maybe AQ could be the old Moon rival, but he denied that, but that makes sense. It takes me to the toxic table, man. I mean, Connor – Ty Schmidt, very quiet. So, and Boston Connor likes to stir it up a little. So I'm going with him, but I don't know this.
All right.
I don't know. It's just, you know, what are we talking about here?
I mean,
Rudy's subs now.
Rudy's is good. It's very good. It's excellent. I mean, there are people that will argue for your Triangle Bar and Grill battleship.
You can say anything.
There are people that will argue for your Pepe's. There's a great new spot up in Beachview, Tim's Corner Market. They've got awesome subs.
It's like if you would, no matter what you say, if you would say, hey, what do you like better? Permanis or that's not even a good one. What do you like better? And just name two things, bourbon or vodka. Wow, neither. I like this. Everybody has their opinion.
Everybody's got their own.
So no matter what, if I say if you like Rudy's, somebody's going to throw, you know, mom and pop where I grew up shop in there. And hey, what about this? This is terrible. I always said this too. This is why I don't believe in any of the plum guys. I grew up in North Melbourne.
Yes.
Jake's Pizza was the only place we have. It's a staple. Everybody in Melbourne go to Jake's Pizza. I'm quite sure if anybody else from outside the Mon Valley, Melbourne, and North Melbourne area ate Jake's Pizza, they'd think it's terrible. But me, us people, growing up on it, that was
it. Look, it's the same thing. Danny's Hoagies that used to be on 51 in Whitehall. Amazing. Yeah. I would have argued for them as the best ones around, probably.
Isn't there in Bethel? Aren't they in Bethel now?
Yeah, they have one in Bethel, but it's different people that own it, I think. I don't think the original Danny's people. So it's not quite the same.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that somebody from the outside would be like, that's terrible. You know, people who grew up in Pittsburgh area, Pittsburgh proper, Triangle Bar. I've had the Triangle Bars many a times.
You can't go wrong with the Battleship.
They're good. There's nothing wrong with that.
You can't go wrong with the Pepe's. Especially,
I've never had a Pepe's.
Oh, it's good. It's good. Especially right before a game. All right, let's make some picks for this weekend. I am one game ahead of you in the picks competition. No, just one. It's close.
I told you. I said, I know I would have been wrong, but I said, maybe the Raiders, but I can't do that.
If we were playing the points, you would have had one. You would have had one on me. There is another international game this week. I'm tired of the international games. I'm sorry. I'm just tired of them. I don't like. I like to wake up and warm up to football. You know what I mean? I don't like waking up and having football immediately on my TV.
Well, look at me.
Not every week. Some weeks.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to wake up at 6 a.m.
You're not going to get up at 6 a.m. to watch the Falcons and the Colts.
Yeah, I've ever not been up at 6 a.m. in my life.
Fair point. Falcons Colts in Berlin, Germany. Who you got?
Berlin, Germany. You talk about Jekyll and Hyde with the Falcons, man.
Yeah.
You would just hope that Colts is just a one-off.
I think it is. I think they bounce back in a big way this week.
Yeah, I'm going with the Colts on that one. But the problem is if the Falcons do win, I wouldn't be shocked.
I wouldn't be floored by it, because if you get a good Falcons game, like you said, Jekyll
and
Hyde.
Were they off last week, the Falcons? I can't remember.
I'd have to go back and look real quick. I want to say they lost, didn't they? Yeah, they did. They lost to, who was it? New England. They lost to New England. They got beat up by the Patriots.
Patriots.
So, here's the game. This is if a tree falls in the forest and no one is there for it. Does it make a sound? Browns, Jets. Oof. Three combined wins between these two teams.
I was wondering why my kid was asking me who's the two worst teams in the AFC so he could pull out their helmets. he just assumes it's the Browns. I'm like, it might not be the Browns this year. It might be the Titans. It might be the Jets. I got to go with the Brownies. I mean, oof.
Who's playing quarterback?
You know what? Flip.
Is it Fields again?
You know what? Flip that. I'm flipping on that one. I'm going.
You're going to the Jets.
Just because they've made so many trades and nobody's expecting nothing out of them this week. Aaron Glenn will reach down deep and find a way to win. Then they'll lose the rest of their games after that. Give me the Jets.
All right. I'm going to go with the Brownies. I think Garrett has another big, meaningless game. So, yeah, we'll go different on that one. Jacksonville in Houston against the Texans. I think the Jags may be finally hitting their slide. But no C.J. Stroud. We get Davis Mills this weekend for the Texans.
Davis Mills. Well, you think they would like to have Mason Rudolph right about now?
Or just about any other backup quarterback around the league?
I am I'm torn on this one because I'm not a huge Jacksonville fan.
You hate them.
No, because I think Lawrence is just mid, as the kids would say.
Uh-huh.
You know, 6'7".
If I never hear that again. You going to take Houston with Davis Mills, though?
Davis Mills, and you got not very good running backs. Give me the Texans just based off their defense. I think their defense is going to – they're still very, very good defense. I mean, this could be a 7-6 game, but give me the Texans.
Jacksonville's defense had some moments early in the year. They were forcing a ton of turnovers. I'm going to go with the Jags. I just can't see Davis Mills winning. I'm sorry. Buffalo at the Dolphins. Oh, man. This 1 o'clock slate is brutal.
You got to go with Buffalo.
Yeah, but there's no way I see Miami.
It's hard. You know what, though? The Dolphins played extremely well in that first half against the Ravens. Couldn't stick it in the old end zone right there.
Ooh.
They stick a couple of those in the end zone right there.
Careful.
Maybe they have a chance to upset the Bills, but the Dolphins stink.
Yeah, they do.
And they do got Jalen Waddle. Almost didn't, but.
How close were they to not having Jalen Waddle, huh?
Boy, I got some cold feet right about now.
Mm-hmm. Clamming up, huh?
I got some cold feet.
Mm-hmm.
Cold feet.
I got you. All the reading between the lines today is really a lot of work for me on the wide receiver trade rumors.
Cold feet, man. I was almost ready, but my feet got cold, and I decided not to.
Okay. Patriots-Bucks in Tampa.
Patriots-Bucks in Tampa. You talk about team, man. If they ever get healthy, the Bucks are just unbelievable.
I think they're dangerous anyway, even not fully healthy.
My goodness. It doesn't look like they're going to get any of your receivers back. Godwin. Let's pay him $20 million to be hurt all year. I'm going with the Buccaneers. I think the Patriots are a little smoke and mirrors.
You know, I really like the Bucks. This is a Bucks show. We both picked them early in the year to go to the NFC champion.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Chip game. But I think New England has them. I don't know. I don't like
the Patriots. It's in Tampa?
It's in Tampa. I don't like the Patriots. I don't like Vrabel. But Drake May has just been really, really good.
You mean Tom Brady's clone?
Yeah, he cloned himself just like he cloned his dog.
Yeah. Like I said, the entire evil empire in Star Wars cloned themselves to create an evil empire, so it's possible. You know, Jango Fett and Boba Fett. He got an unaltered one, Jango, and that was Boba. So it's been done before to create an evil empire.
Fair point. All right, Giants at the Bears.
Giants at the Bears.
God, I don't know what to think about this one. Bears defense is
hell of a game in 1984-85.
Oh, all the whole late 80s. This is a hell of a game.
Yeah, throw the Rams in there maybe, and it'll be great. I'm just going with the home team.
Bears?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bears. Baltimore, this is a big one. Ravens at the Vikings.
You know what? I'm going Upset City, baby.
Minnesota?
I'm going the Minnesota Vikings. I think, first of all, Minnesota is not an easy place to play. It's very, very, very loud. I think McCarthy got some of that it factor. Maybe not put up the ton of stats, but finds a way to get W's. Mm-hmm. And I think Baltimore just, you know, I think they were flawed defensively last year, and last week, and they just got away with it.
Yeah, I'm almost ready to admit that I may be wrong about J.J. McCarthy. I may be wrong about J.J.
McCarthy. Well, he's only played like one game.
He looked decent early in the year before he got hurt. And like you said, Baltimore's defense is now they are fully healthy again. So that is an advantage in their favor.
10 days off.
Yeah. You know what? I'm talking myself into the Ravens here. You know what? I'm going to go Baltimore. I'm not 100% in that corner. I think the Vikings could pull off the upset and I wouldn't be shocked, but I'm going to go Baltimore. New Orleans, Carolina. Carolina has 5 wins, Kaboom. They are 5-4. Now, I saw the rest of their schedule. It's not promising. I think they're going to struggle to get to 8 wins. But they're 5-4 right now, and like 3 years after being drafted, Bryce Young finally looks like he might be figuring some things out because he's got a couple weapons, and the Saints are trash.
Yep, Saints are trash. This is where you insert your Sean Payton for the home team. By the way, Brian Garrett was all really upset about that on our comments.
What's he
upset? We were more making fun of the movie because the movie was awful.
Well, and it's just silly that they had the King of Queens. They had Kevin James playing Sean Payton.
It was just an awful. And what was his assistant? Shark Boy from Shark Boy and Lava Girl. I remember him from.
I honestly never saw the movie. I've just seen the screenshots. So I don't know anything about that movie other than the fact that it's the
Taylor Lautner's his assistant coach.
The weirdest
casting decision
in film history to put Kevin James in as Sean Payton. Anyway, Saints Panthers, who are you taking?
Saints Panthers. I mean, I don't want to pick the Panthers. I really don't.
I am. I'm taking Carolina.
Saints at Panthers.
Yes.
It's all Rico Dowdle. He's the one.
We made fun of him a month and a half ago. Actually, you did.
Yeah, but I still make fun of him. I mean, I guess we'll just go with the lesser of two evils and just go with the Panthers. But,
all right,
man.
Arizona, Seattle. In Seattle this time. They played a couple weeks ago in Arizona. That was the one where... I think if I remember correctly, did the Cardinals steal that game or did Seattle steal it at the buzzer? Seattle stole it at the buzzer, right? Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett looking like a star. They really don't have
go that far. Looking better than Kyler Murray, which is a low bar.
280 a game. I assumed I watched the game on Monday. I pretended in my head that I watched it. So I couldn't tell you how good or bad he looked. I can't pick against Seattle. Seattle's just very, very solid squad. They added now another receiver, another weapon, defense good. In Seattle? Nah, give me Seahawks.
You almost talked me into taking the Cardinals. Almost. But I'm going to go Seattle too. Just because it was a close game last time. It was in Arizona. And the Cardinals did that thing where they screwed things up at the end, which they're very good at. But I'll go Seattle. Detroit in Washington. The Commanders are a mess.
Detroit in Washington. Yeah. Who's their quarterback? Mariota.
Yep.
Detroit.
Did you think it was stupid, by the way? This was classic revisionist history, 2020 hindsight. Everybody lost their mind that Jaden Daniels got hurt. That he was still on the field in that game. I didn't necessarily have a problem with it.
I'm telling you, you look at a guy like Ben, he would never come off the field in those situations either. Although Aaron Rodgers doesn't seem to care late in games. I was going to call them the Redskins. I can't pick the Commanders. There's just nothing there, man.
Yeah.
Terry McLaurin, is he even playing? Is he still banged up? Debo? running
games. I think
they're
playing, but I don't know if there's not much cooking outside of those two.
Yeah, you got to go with the Lions.
Okay, Rams, Niners.
They always play tough games.
In Santa Clara.
San Francisco boat raced them last time, didn't they?
That's a great – did they boat race them?
Yeah, I think that well, they won it. There, I mean, everybody was out for San Francisco, if I recall. Wasn't it the great Mac Jones? And
that was 26-23.
Yeah, but look who played for 49ers. I don't think anybody played.
Well, the Niners won by three. It wasn't exactly
– look at who played for the Rams, Raiders, or whatever team it is. 49ers, Mac Jones, and – I don't even know who the running back. I don't think
McCaffrey. It was McCaffrey. McCaffrey only had 57 yards on 22 carries, so the Rams shut him down. It was a Kendrick Bourne game. 10 catches for 142.
This is always a close game, but I think the Rams will win this one. But it's not going to be. I would probably take the points if I'm the.
If you were a betting man.
If I were. I just bet the other day and I lost again. I'm done.
Like once a month, you do that.
I mean, I want to say I forget who I bet.
Doesn't matter.
It was like a four leg parlay night. Oh, it was
parlay.
Of
course, you lost it.
Well, it was the Monday night game, and I lost on all things. I got three of the four right. What did I lose on? I picked the over.
Good job by you.
I mean, you did not think that was going to be the over.
I'm going to take the Rams as well. On the road at the Niners. Monday Night Football, Eagles at the Packers in Green Bay. Which Packers do we get?
What Eagles do you get?
Yeah.
Wow. That is finally a decent Monday night game too, huh?
Yeah.
Eagles and Packers.
Eagles and Packers. That's the game.
Yeah. Packers have not played well recently. That's why I've had
the second half against the Steelers.
Since then, Kraft's gone.
Yeah, that's huge.
I'm going Eagles.
Yeah, I think I am too. Their secondary has figured some things out over the course of the last month or so.
Plus, they got Jalen Phillips.
That's right.
I love the Steelers get a guy like that. I know they didn't need him, but I always thought he was a really, really good player.
Howie Roseman never stops dealing. Never stops dealing. All right, Sunday night, and then we'll get out of here. Steelers, Chargers, SoFi, out in Southern California. You'll be there for it. Give me a pick.
I don't even know if I've won many Steeler games this year. They have me baffled. I mean, with all the injuries, how can't you pick the Steelers, especially coming off that last game? That could be a fatal flaw of mine. I think the Steelers win this game 27-17.
27-17. What is the total on this? Because I definitely think it's an under game, depending on what the number is. I'd have to look it up real quick.
Who are we firing after they lose this game?
Depends who screws up.
Depends who calling the plays on defense.
Yeah, or maybe the offense has a tough game. Who knows? I got it a low scoring game. I got it just a titch over the total. The total's at 45.5, or no, a titch under. 23-13 Steelers.
What the hell does titch mean?
Titch, just a smidge.
It's a tick. Smidge. It's a tick, not a titch.
No, a titch.
Never heard of it.
23-13 Steelers. I think the defense is not going to have the kind of dominant performance maybe they had against the Colts, but I think they'll handle themselves well. And I think the offense, fingers crossed, does what we want it to do in that they control the ball and end up doing just
the
enough.
The thing is this game has all the makings of the secondary falling back into, boy, they overpaid. They're no good. They're too old.
Right.
It has all the making because if they lose this game, it's going to be because of Herbert picking them apart.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how they – because Mario, who we had on from the Bolt Crew podcast, made a good point. If the Chargers can't get the run game going at all, they'll just abandon it and go to the quick passing game. And we've seen the quick passing game burn the Steelers in a big way. So Does that give, if you're the Chargers, does that give you hope that you neutralize the pass rush with the quick pass game? That could be a worry.
That's why they play the games.
Thanks to Pony's Burner, Brian Garrett, who's calling us knee-jerk because we had the Steelers losing to the Colts.
No, if you're going to call it for what it is, just jerks.
Just jerks.
It's hard. I mean, it's hard. You watch it all, and you try to figure this out, then you get a team that doesn't show up, then they do show up. I mean, it's very hard to be able to get a good feel for this team one way or another. I mean, you don't want to hear it, but they can go in there and whip the Chargers, or they can go in there and get whipped by the Chargers. We're not knee-jerk. It's just reality.
Yeah, they're right there in the muddy middle with teams like, well, the Chargers.
And so they start proving they can.
Yeah, until they stack some performances, which, like I said, my hope is that this is – I'd love to have a boring game Sunday night. And what I mean by that is, you know, maybe you force a couple turnovers, you get a few sacks, but it's a low-scoring ball control kind of game. And maybe you doze off in the fourth quarter for a bit, and you wake up at the end, you go, yeah, all right, there we go. 23-13, Steelers put it away late. I feel good about this. But like you said,
you never know.
It's the NFL.
I mean, it's not like you look at practice, and I watch practice every day, and you can't glean anything off of that. So, oh, they look like they're prepared. Tom doesn't. It's the same every single week. It's just when they step on the field, how are they going to perform in those first 15 to 20 minutes? And that normally determines if they're going to be ready for the task or not. And it's the NFL, right? Hey, Phil!
Phil jumped in the chat to once again proclaim Rudy's the best sub probably in the world.
Well Phil, Pittsburgh. Phil, you got to get to the bottom of this. Who's the evil person inside the Thunderdome?
Who's the source?
Crap.
Who's the source? All right, that's going to do it for today's show. We appreciate Yinz hanging out with us. We appreciate Mario Heron from the Bolt Crew podcast for jumping on to give us a Chargers perspective on things. We appreciate each and every single one of our sponsors and all Yinz for following us on social media and subscribing on YouTube. And we'll do it again. If you're up late Sunday night, early Monday morning.
If I get there, right?
What do you mean if you get there?
Aren't they shutting down airports and traffic controllers and all this stuff?
You'll be fine.
Okay, you see my travel history recently, and you're saying I'll be fine?
I'm trying to speak positivity into existence. What do they call it? I'm manifesting. I'm manifesting positivity.
I'll tell you, a bunch of us schlubs are on the same flight to L.A., so if somehow that gets rerouted or canceled, there's going to be a lot of non-covered local media out there.
Going to be you and Joe Rutter and Chris
Saunders, Faribault, all those guys. I think we're on the same plane.
You're all going to be renting a conversion van to drive to LA from Omaha in like 23 hours just to get there at kickoff.
I got a flight 6 a.m. I'll be back in town 4 o'clock.
Well, late Sunday night, we'll do a post-game wrap-up of things right after Kaboom gets back upstairs from the locker room. We'll talk to Yinz then. Have a great weekend. Thanks for checking us out here on Kabali and Mac.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.